The following is an audio recording of How Fretting Drug Warriors Block Medical Progress, While Causing Inner-City Violence and Creating Drug Cartels Around the World. Published April 25, 2020, on abolishthedea.com.
It is easy to slam law and order conservatives for their part in fomenting the anti-nature drug war. They're hypocritical for starters. They want to keep the taps flowing at their local bar, while they hand out life sentences for those who choose to relax using other naturally sourced substances, many of which have been used responsibly by other cultures for thousands of years. They're so bent on making alcohol the drug of choice that they even have the nationalistic arrogance to send troops overseas and burn plants that pose a threat to the liquor industry. And then we wonder why the US is hated overseas. Imagine an Islamic country entering the United States with the express purpose of shutting down our alcohol producers and burning the plants that constitute their raw materials. That is precisely what the US does, morally speaking, when it enters other countries to shut down plants that process the coca leaf and the poppy. But conservatives are only half the problem. The tyrannous drug war is fomented equally by the worried parents of America, who fret that their children will become slaves to drugs should the drug war be abandoned. This fear is so misplaced that one scarcely knows where to begin in addressing it. But address it we must, since the laws that are promulgated by these Chicken Little parents have a body count, starting with the thousands killed every day in the name of a brutal drug war overseas, and the endless stream of innocent bystanders killed in inner cities, all because America has elevated common law over natural law and criminalized plants, a step that would have made the garden-loving Thomas Jefferson spin in his grave, just as he surely did, in fact, in 1987 when the DEA stomped onto Monticello and confiscated his poppy plants. First of all, let's be honest and use the term psychoactive plants for drugs, since drugs is really just a pejorative epithet for the medicinal bounty of Mother Nature. Secondly, there was no epidemic of childhood addictions prior to the Harrison Narcotics Act of 1914. A law against opium was enacted in that year, not because it would protect youngsters, but rather because it gave racist politicians a socially acceptable way to express their disdain for the Chinese with whom they associated the poppy plant, just as they associated Mexicans with marijuana and blacks with cocaine. Both of those latter two stereotypes would motivate future disingenuous hand-wringing about drugs by 60s and 70s racists, culminating in the creation of Richard Nixon's corrupt DEA in 1973, by a president whose drug policy was overtly designed to punish his political opponents, Timothy Leary first and foremost, and then anyone who might so much as give such a rebel the time of day. And so Americans were expelled from the psychotherapeutic Garden of Eden in the 20th century, as the American government claimed the unprecedented right to dole out or withhold the psychoactive plant medicines of Mother Nature as it saw fit, a power grab that even God himself had never contemplated, being happy for his own part to outlaw only one solitary tree from among the myriad plants of his worldwide nursery. The result is that we now childishly see threats everywhere we turn in Mother Nature, failing to realize that the problem, to the extent that there is a problem other than in the scheming minds of racists, is behavior, not plants. Thirdly, it is enormously selfish, and even racist, to criminalize plants based on a merely theoretical threat that they pose to young people. Why? First, because it ignores the fate of those young people who are already being killed in inner cities around the world thanks to the violence that naturally arises under prohibition. Secondly, because our draconian drug laws force millions of Americans and billions worldwide to go without powerful psychoactive plant medicines, given that such heavy-handed legislation outlaws mere research of cancer and depression-fighting godsends, let alone the actual use of such medicine, all out of a fear that white young people might become addicted to some plant medicine or other. Wake up, white America, one out of four women, mainly Caucasian, are addicted to big pharma meds even as we speak. Why not wring your hands over that grim fact and re-legalize nature's bounty, none of which is more habit-forming than the SSRIs that are being popped like candy everywhere you look. In the name of the sick and suffering around the world, and in the name of inner-city minorities and racial justice, we must return to the days when we cracked down on bad behavior alone, rather than manufacturing violence out of whole cloth by punishing Americans for the pre-crime of merely possessing plant medicines of which our scheming politicians disapprove.
If the drug war saves even one child from addiction, then it's worth it.
Oh, fiddle-faddle!
You have been listening to an essay entitled How Fretting Drug Warriors Block Medical Progress, While Causing Inner-City Violence and Creating Drug Cartels Around the World. published April 25, 2020, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, and a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, visit abolishthedea.com.